This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL Urbana. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 2:47 Central Time. The Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign is getting ready to open to the public. The museum is set to open in the fall of this year. While the museum is not yet open, it's involved in many activities in and around the area. Three special events are on the calendar this month alone. Joining us to talk about the museum and what's on the calendar, Kim Sheehan. She's here today wearing two hats, special events coordinator for the Spurlock Museum and president of the Champaign-Urbana Storytelling Guild. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
I think some of our listeners may want a little background, so first question has got to be, what is the Spurlock Museum?
I get asked that a lot, and often when I say we're the new version of the World Heritage Museum, they have a greater understanding. It is a very old museum on campus. It's gone through many convolutions, basically a lot of conglomeration from separate museums that were in Lincoln Hall in the early part of the 20th century and coming together, having at first basically a museum of Western culture, but then expanding so that by the 1970s, we could call ourselves a true World Heritage Museum. And we'll have even more to show over the world in the new building.
Yeah, and in this new building, you'll be able to show off all the wonderful things that you have in your collection.
A lot more cultures than we could show before. A real, much better representation than we had.
Yeah, and I think if I recollect, you have like something like 45,000 items at this point?
In the cultural collections, yes,
yeah.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when did construction on the new facility begin, and has a date been set for the opening?
Yes. Okay. Groundbreaking was held in July of 1998, and our opening date is September 26th of this year.
Okay, fantastic. Now let's get to the events on the calendar this month. Would you say that these events are a good sampling of the things the museum will offer in the future?
It's a good sampling in many ways. First, in the fact that we are covering both natural history and cultural topics, and the Spurlock does have administration of the University of Illinois Museum of Natural History as well as the Spurlock building. So we like to combine both when we can. And also the fact that these are collaborations with other groups in town, be it the Storytelling Guild or other museums. And we find by collaborating, we save ourselves a lot of energy, but we also get a lot more punch for what we do.
Hmm. Well, let's begin with the first event, which, if I am correct, is coming up this very weekend.
This Saturday, exactly. We have an event called Kenya Land of Contrast. It will be at the Anita Purvis Nature Center at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We have two wonderful people, a couple who have been working with the museum for over a decade now. They spend part of their year in Africa actually doing collecting, purchasing pieces, and then they come back to America and they have specific museums that they work with, either selling things on consignment that they have purchased through their gift shops. They did that for us in Old World Heritage. We also purchase actual artifacts from them for our educational and permanent collections. And they have, at this point, they say, 100,000 slides of Africa, and they have been giving travelogues now for quite a while, and we are so excited to be able to bring them in.
Okay, so this will be a selection of slides and a talk?
It's a very elaborate slideshow, the double dissolve and a musical background, and the Noels actually then giving the script along with it.
Okay, and that's Saturday at Anita Purvis Nature Center in Urbana.
Right.
What time?
It begins at 1, and as soon as the presentation is over, we'll then be moving to a different part of the center. There'll be a reception, and then the Noels have brought, or will be bringing tomorrow, a van full of African artifacts that will be for sale. So these are everything from smaller items that are highly affordable and still very beautiful to masks, to musical instruments, all kinds of wonderful things. And what's wonderful is that they can tell you where they got it. They can tell you exactly what it's used for. For many of the items, they have cards where they actually hand you something and say, this is the background of your artifact, so that you go home with not something that's just beautiful, but also you have information about.
Very good. Okay, so then we go to Anita Purvis on Saturday, and then maybe after that event, we head up the road to Rantoul to the Octave Chanute Aerospace Museum. Tell us about that.
The Aerospace Museum is one of only four museums in Illinois that the Illinois Humanities Council allowed to have a Smithsonian traveling exhibit called Yesterday's Tomorrow's Past Visions of the American Future. And they asked other members of the Museums of the Crossroads Consortium, which is the museums of Champaign County, if they could do any kind of collaborating events. The Planetarium and the Orpheum Children's Museum are doing a classic science fiction film festival at the Planetarium this month. And our event is what we call Visions of the Future. We had school children from the area around Rantoul, all the small rural schools that that end up going to high school in Rantoul, and the Fisher schools, which they've done a lot of work with. We asked them to write stories, third through eighth graders, write me a story about what the future is going to be like. And we're approximating about 200 entries, and from that we picked eight winners. And on the 11th of April at the Aerospace Museum, they'll be reading their stories. Members of the Storytelling Guild will be reading some classic science fiction in and amongst those stories, and they'll be getting prizes for their work.
Now, is there also, in conjunction with this, an exhibition that's running now?
Right. That's the Yesterday's Tomorrow exhibit from the Smithsonian. It will, in fact, be just basically down the hall from where our event will be in the museum. It is for a traveling exhibit. It's the Smithsonian. They did it well. What the wonderful part of it is, it's basically artwork and magazine pages and photographs of, what we thought the future was going to be like when we looked at it 100 years ago, when we looked at it 50 years ago. And when I went the evening of the opening, there were so many giggles and so much talk. Like, I remember those. And I read that comic book. And it was just a wonderful interactive type of exhibit to go see. You had to go with your family, or you had to just grab the person next to you and say, look at that.
And that's at the Aerospace Museum, which is on the old base in Rantoul, the Chanute Air Force Base. And it runs, that exhibition runs through the 24th of the month. And off the top of your head, Kim, do you know the hours of the museum?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. If folks are interested, they'll know to call.
Right.
Okay. Right. All right. And then, finally, this is where you get to wear both your hats. There's a storytelling festival coming up on the calendar. When and where and what kinds of activities are on tap?
This is the second annual Big Grove Storytelling Festival. It's held at the Anita Purvis Nature Center, and the main sponsor is, of course, the Urbana Park District. But there are other sponsors for the event, and included in those are the Spurlock Museum and the Storytelling Guild. We are bringing in a nationally known storytelling. There are three nationally known storytellers here in town. Two of them will be performing, but we have also brought in, or will be bringing in, Elizabeth Ellis from Dallas, Texas. She tells incredible personal stories as well as traditional folk tales. We're so excited to have her. Sunday is the main festival from 1 to 5. That's when the tellers will be out. There's two stages. One is a family stage, so it's stories for all ages. The children's stage is more for younger children, interactive type stories. The day before, we're adding activities that we hope to make this a whole weekend event and get bigger and bigger each year. The three things that they have added for the Saturday this year, the first is what they call their storybook scavenger hunt. It's a family event where you actually get to use clues from stories and nursery rhymes to find treasures, and there is, I am told, a treasure for each family that participates. Another look at the Big Bad Wolf is a combination workshop and presentation by a gentleman who's a naturalist storyteller. That's happening a lot lately, that you find people in museums or people in nature centers who are both storytellers and talking about the cultures or the animals that they work with. And Kevin is well known for his information about wolves. So he will be talking with slides and stories and actual wolf skulls about the wolf getting a bad rap.
Okay, very
and
good.
Then that night is the campfire. It's a preview to the storytelling the next day. It'll be nighttime tales around the campfire from 8 to 10 that night. And Kevin's one of the featured tellers, as well as Kate McDowell from the Urbana Free Library. She is wonderful because she takes traditional stories and she makes them into songs.
Oh, great. Okay. So we've got the Big Grove Storytelling Festival coming up on the 20th and the 21st.
Right.
We've got the Yesterday's Tomorrow's Past Visions of the American Future at the Aerospace Museum in Rantoul through the 24th. And then this weekend, Saturday, the program on Kenya. And folks, I'm sure, can call the Spurlock.
Sure can.
For details.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Also, the Spurlock has a nice website, www.spurlock.uiuc.edu.